Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish that you will experience the rebirth of your existence. And that's only the light. And only the future exists. And rebirth to rebirth. Every moment. The word rebirth is in the word of Christianity. And what you say in Buddhism, if it's Zen, a great death, number one great death, which the both meaning the same, dies the ego. Dies the old spirit, dies the past. Any past that you have in your imagination actually is a projection of your ego. Whatever, no matter if it's good or bad, the image of the future, or image of the past, is some kind of the projection of the of your ego, because actually it doesn't exist. Actually, presence, even presence, will not exist. It doesn't exist, because whatever we recognize, the external world, it's not the presence. The light reflect to your eyes, and the nerve catches the stimulation, and you project your past image, and you will recognize as it is the presence, and you think it's reality. This is whatever you recognize as it's present. It is already the past, because there's a time lag of the reflection of the time and the electric transmission in your nerve. So what is the real present? The real present is whatever you imagine as the future. That is the real present. That's why it's so important what you imagine for your future. It's a living present. And if this will be imprinted in your subconscious, you will grow and you will be as a phenomenon, and it will be another past for you. As I said, when you recognize it, what happens, it is already the past. It is, everything is the blowing like a wind, and the thing of the karma are disappearing, blow as wind. And to live real presence, which means creating the every moment future, to be in this state, you need to rebirth. Your existence has to experience the rebirth. That's what it means. The Jesus says in John's Gospel, according to John, 3:3, Jesus says, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Born again means the death of ego, and you experience as it is, you are feeling that you feel as that you rebirth, because the how you see the world is will be totally different. Everything you see as it's as a light. You feel your whole body is embraced by the warm, warm, great love, and your existence is unified by such warmth, the great love. It's energy, and you feel as your old, your past yourself, the dust of the past, are gone, and you find yourself as you are in the tummy of the warm, warm, great love of the great spirit of the universe. That's what it means that Jesus said, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, another name in the Mahayana Buddhism, the pure land, the paradise, which is every moment increasing the happiness, every moment increasing the joyfulness. Every moment increasing, it means that every moment the old past is gone, and all the time the newborn living is with a newborn spirit. But it's interesting that what Nicodemus said to Jesus, how can man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? So Jesus answered, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the spirit, the water is a symbol of the old life of all living things, which is universal. And if your ego is the death of your ego, and you feel that you're reborn with the spirit, and that spirit is no longer based on ego, it's a spirit of the universal, unified is that all living things, all beings, and of course, with the warmth of the great love, that you receive unification, you are embraced, and you are in the tummy of the great love. The water is a symbol of the life energy, living as a phenomenon, living as with a physical body, but at the same time, your spirit will be rebirthed. If you truly, sincerely concentrate the chanting mantra with a prayer as it is, if it is your responsibility, and you keep concentrating with no expectation of the result, one day you find yourself that you are rebirthed. And you see the door is opened for you, the door to the kingdom of God, the door to the pure land is opened for you. And based on this warmth, based on the brightness of the light, you start create future every moment, creating the new future, opening up the door every moment to the bright future. May you live creatively with the bright light and the warmth of the great love, filled with the spirit and of course with the water, the warm universal water of the universe.